West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, several schools in West Georgia this week dealing with false rumors of violence or attempted violence on campus or on buses via the social media, and students repeating to their parents stories they've heard from other students, creating additional concerns and anxiety for some in the wake of the school shooting in Winder last week.
In our society now, we get hoax calls, and know their social media post after something like this right here, and it caused panic and alarm. You know, right after that, across the nation, there was many, many, I guess, social media posts and this and that. And, you know, it alarms not only the kids, but also the parents, too. And it's unfortunate. And it's, and oftentimes this is what happens after a tragedy like this. It's terrible.
Harrelson County Sheriff Stacy Williams talking with John Copeland on the WKNG King Country Morning Show Tuesday.
If you go back and look at it, the ones creating this content or doing this, most of them were just underage kids trying to get attention, or they just thought it was some kind of funny prank, you know, and it's just, no, it's not. We take stuff like this, you know, a threat of violence is never funny. It's not a prank. And I think it just goes to they don't understand what they're doing, their actions, you know, being a kid.
And Sheriff Williams joins the King Country Morning Show every Tuesday. Temple City Council this week approving the preliminary plat request by developer Inline Communities, showing the developer's plan to build approximately 240 new homes by Asbury Road, Rainy Road, and Highway 113. The plans call for 43 7,500 square foot lots, 84 10,000 square foot lots, 48 14,000 square foot lots, and 66 townhomes. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office asking residents of the Eagle's Nest subdivision in Carrollton to review any home surveillance video they have to help with identifying suspects of attempted car break-ins this week. The incidents took place on September 9th between 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock p.m. where approximately 4 to 5 individuals dressed in dark clothing were seen attempting to break into vehicles before fleeing the scene. Deputies say since many homes in the neighborhood have security systems, there is a possibility someone may have captured video of the suspects. If you have any footage or information related to this incident, contact Investigator Ben Cole at the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. And Carrollton's 2024 AMP Summer Concert Series concluding with award-winning singer CeCe Tenille's tribute to Queen of Soul Aretha Franklin, Portrait of Aretha, this Saturday, 8 o'clock p.m. All events at the AMP are free. No professional photography is allowed during shows at the AMP. Visit carrolltonga.com/AMP for updates, venue guidelines, and policies. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.